Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Welcome to Walls in Our Minds. This is Terry Dodd, and my co-host should be coming along here shortly. I know Red Beckman will be joining us tonight. I believe that Doug Millar will be here with us from Crusade Radio, as well as Jim Cook. And we have our guest, Vinayak, that's already here with us at the moment. But we do have a policy here at Walls in Our Minds that we always open this show with a prayer. And while we're waiting for some of the other folks to join us, I'm going to open us with prayer. Thank you. Almighty Father in heaven, Elohim, we acknowledge you as a creator. We ask that your spirit be with us this night and that what we do and say and will glorify you tonight. And we pray that you will guide us and pray that you will open the hearts and minds of our listeners tonight and bless this show and bless our guest. It's in the name of your son, Yahshua HaMashiach, that we pray. Amen. Well, I'm watching the board and trying to see whether Doug and Jim are going to join us. I thought that they might like to get involved in the introductions, but I don't see them online yet, so I'm sure they're getting all of their various station hookups done so that they can do the simulcast. I'm kind of reluctant, Vinayak, to let you jump in until I get those guys on here and we know that we're hooked up with a Crusade Radio group. Let's see. They should be coming in. I'm a little surprised. We're 2 minutes after here. Doug, Jim, if you guys are listening, please raise your hand or let me know where you are. So, Vinayak, you're known as the Master Detective. How did you get that nickname?
Well, first off, Terry, it's a pleasure to be on your show. This is Dr. Vinayak, and I've become a master at finding the right frequencies for the imbalances going on in a person's body, and that's what makes me the detective, and then being able to find the exact remedy that balances out those imbalances.
Well, I apologize for not getting your name pronounced just right. It's Vinayak, right?
That's correct. No problem.
Good.
Well,
we do have Jim
Dr.
Cook.
Yes, Dr. I'm Doug Millar. Hi, Terry.
Hello, Jim. Jim Cook and Doug Millar from Crusade Radio. We're glad to be simulcasting with you guys tonight. We do have Dr. Vinayak on with us, Dr. V, as he says. And maybe you guys would want to give a little introduction on him. I don't see Sharon on the line yet. If she's on here,
I am on the line.
Are you on with Jim and Doug?
I am on my own line.
Okay.
This is Sharon, yeah.
Is Doug with us?
Yes, sir, of course.
All right.
We've already announced on Crusade Radio that you're...
Doug, you know these guys best, right. So I'm going to let you do the introductions.
Okay, great. Well, of all things, folks, Back in 33 plus years ago, my teenage son died with a leukemic tumor wrapped around his spinal column. It paralyzed him from the waist down. I've never found anybody who's ever heard of a leukemic tumor before, because usually it's a blood disease, obviously. And so he suffered for 20 months, and the result was, you can imagine, in the wheelchair. And here he was a jock. He was very successful at baseball, football, and basketball, and he won the trophy for most improved player in the first year of performance. And when he would have been the last person I ever think would end up with cancer. But we won't get into the details of how it causes cancer in too much detail tonight. But the bottom line is that after he died at 14, I told his brother and sister that I believe that after seeing him suffer so much and so much pain, and us dying a little every day for 20 months, I believe that after we heal, it'll take a long time, because what we know about cancer and also the causes of it, there are several, as well as the healing remedies that are available all over the world that are banned in America. You have to go down to Mexico. There's 37 cancer clinics down there that heal cancer. So the bottom line is that I believe that eventually someday the Lord will use us to impact our nation and the world, helping people recover from cancer and other so-called incurable diseases. And so when Sharon Honing, who's on with us tonight, you just heard, and she sent me a text message on my cell phone 8 days ago. I got a chance to look at it a week ago today, Thursday. I called her right away, had no idea what I was calling her about. And she was an answer to 33 years of prayer and desire to help people. And so thank you so much, Sharon, for making that effort to contact me after we hadn't been in communication for several years.
My pleasure.
And so Sharon's a crusader. The three of us are sovereigns, just like Terry Dodd and Red Beckman and Dr. Kate. And I trust most of the listeners on this program. And so then after I told Sharon, I said, "This is so exciting. You can't imagine how excited I am." That night, I was sleeping at 77. I was sleeping 12, 14 hours a day, and usually taking at least one nap for an hour or two, sometimes even two naps. And the result was that I only slept 2.5 hours that night, and Sharon we'll tell you why down the road here as we get roll this out. But the bottom line is that the last week, the last 7 days, I've only averaged 6 hours of sleep a night, less than half of what I've been dealing with, because I'm so excited to be able to help people with all kinds of degenerative diseases. And so-called incurable diseases, the biggest lie that the AMA and the FDA has ever put out there. So anyway, then she introduced me to Dr. Vinayak. And Dr. Vinayak, would you please tell people a little about your profession and where you grew up, and just a little bit about yourself, and then I'm going to ask Sharon to do the same thing.
Sure, I'd be happy to, Doug. I grew up in the Midwest in Iowa, raised on a farm. Farming is very close to my heart, agriculture in general. That's why I'm so excited to be on this call tonight and share with you what I know about all that. And I started out in going to school for being an artist and a
achieved that being an art teacher, and that led to people telling me that they were feeling being healed by my artwork. And from that point forward, I got into the all-natural healing profession. I have many degrees, many certificates, well-learned, well-studied. I have a doctorate in bioenergetics, which is translated bioenergetics means understanding the body, the energy of the body, and how to optimize it. So that's how I became the master detective, because I learned that everything in the universe is a frequency. It has a frequency. And whatever that is can be matched. That frequency can be matched. And when it's fed back to the body, it becomes a remedy or a healing frequency to eliminate the toxins or whatever else may be going on that's creating the stressful imbalances. Would you like more? Hello? Hello? Did I lose you?
Hang in there.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I was watching the board, and it looked like Sharon and Jim and Doug were all calling in on one line, and I think they all dropped. So their phone, I don't know if somebody fat-fingered their phone or what, but I'm sure they'll be calling back in very shortly. Vinayak, or Dr. V, as I'll call you, I just watched that show on CNN about CBD, and I guess one of the things that it bugs me, I'm one of those guys that I'm in a free speech zone wherever I am. If my feet are planted somewhere, that's a free speech zone. And when I'm told that you're not supposed to make representations it kind of really bugs me, and I'm a little bit of a rebel when it comes to that sort of thing. So I guess one of the things that I'd like to talk about tonight is, why are we limited on what we can say about this stuff if we have knowledge of it? And I don't want to put you or Sharon or anybody else in a position that's uncomfortable, so you'll just have to bear with me. And,
okay.
And if I ask a question that you're not comfortable answering, please just feel free to tell me to go fly a kite. But I watch that show, and I see this little girl over from New Jersey who came over to Colorado because, at least now we've got some protection from the federales here in regard to, medicinal applications of the hemp. And, it's very disturbing to me that things that could help somebody, or if somebody wants to be treated with something, that the law is going to tell them, even though there's no victim involved other than they're not harming anyone else, so under common law, there should be no crime. And that was pretty heart-wrenching to watch that and to watch some of these people who are in pain and struggling with various ailments, and they're not able to get access to good quality natural treatments. So could you comment on that just a little bit?
Certainly. I'd be happy to. The the movement that is afoot in this nation with this company is enormous. It has the potential of changing our economic status, returning us to an agricultural economy versus a petrochemical reliant economy. And because this is a movement that's sweeping across the nation right now, we're very careful that we mind our P's and Q's so that we're not in violation, or so there's not any possibility that people would interpret what we're saying as being a medical claim. Because in this country, at the present time, it is illegal to treat or to work with cancer on any level other than three medical prescribed programs. And we did, excuse me, we do not make claims of any sort. I am in total agreement with you. I am a sovereign. That doesn't apply to everybody that's in this group or in this company, although I am sure that they are open to it, if not already interested in it. But we don't live in a free country, and there are rules and regulations that we have to abide by, because most of us don't have the knowledge to stand on the other side and be that sovereign and be protected and know that we're win. So with that in mind, we're edging on the safe side of everything and making this opportunity available to everyone and creating this huge tsunami swell of energy where this can reach the people that need it. I understand completely the heart-wrenching, because I also watched the show, and it was painful to know that there are people in this world that are suffering and don't need to be. So part of my mission is to bring this to as many people and bring this awareness to people, let them do their own research, discover their own conditions and how this might help them, and then try the product and find out. Because without trying it, you're never going to know. And just to reiterate, we're being very protective of the company and of the policies so that there isn't anything that stops this from happening and stops us from moving forward and or stops or prevents all of us from this great opportunity where we indeed change the economy, not only of our nation, but potentially the world. And I do believe in restoring peace, and I do believe in the Republic, and I'm 100% on board with that as soon as we can make it happen. And that takes numbers, and that takes people, and that takes knowledge, and it takes information. And it takes people being willing to open their eyes and open their minds. Because like a parachute, a mind is not any good to you unless it's open.
Well, I see Sharon is back on the board. Sharon, you have a live mic if you would like to give us a little bit of background on yourself.
Well, I am a California girl, blonde and blue eyes. Anyways, I have been interested in health and wellness for many, many years, have been interested in freedom in all different ways, and studied a lot of different things and learned and utilized a lot of different modalities. And this, Dr. Vinayak showed me this opportunity and this product, and I was just amazed because I had actually investigated this type of product previously and but was personally reluctant to try this to try it because of the effect that were possibly down the road. But this company has a product that my understanding is that there are little, if no, side effects, and I am extremely excited about the possibilities of healing not only myself, my mom, and anybody else who will listen and try it for themselves, and just, you know, moving it in a whole different direction. You know, just like Dr. Benayak said, you know, we all, it's in our minds and it's in the consciousness out here that something's wrong with us, when in reality there is nothing wrong with us. But this product can help us to move forward in a lot of different ways, and we can change not only our health but our economical situation also. So I'm, like that said, he found out about it. He hasn't hardly been able to sleep since we talked, and it's just been change. It's been exciting, you know, just learning new things, and I call myself a perpetual student of life and lessons and learning, and I'm very much a people person. You know, I don't have a PhD, but I do have a people happiness certificate, I think. And so that's kind of who I am. And this opportunity, this product is amazing from what I have studied so far. I have not received the product myself yet. I'm anxiously waiting it. And, you know, it's like Dr. said, we're extremely protective about how we say things, because there are, you know, our so-called friends who start with an F and end with an A, who really aren't too much of our friends, get involved with things that really they shouldn't be. You know, I mean, they're trying to, what is it, the codex or whatever? Anyways, they're trying to make herbs be prescriptions. That's ridiculous. These are things that come from the earth. They're not something that's adulterated, which are what prescriptions are. So my thought is the more I can learn about how I can heal myself and how I can move in a positive direction with something that's natural, that's my goal, is to experience and learn more about that, especially when I find out that there's little or no side effects. So that's kind of my little thing for the moment.
Hi, Sharon.
Well, Doug. Yeah, there you are. Go ahead,
right.
Doug.
Sharon, I'm sorry we had this problem here, but anyway, I want to just mention one thing is Dr. Vinayak sent me a text and stated that we're not allowed to even mention the company name because of we're going to be talking about the healing benefits of CBD, okay?
Yeah, right. I know.
Okay. So I know people will be wondering why we won't go into more detail, but we have to protect the company because of the FDA and the AMA's block on Congress laws.
No, we can give the link so that they can go and look at it, and we want everyone to do their own due diligence because, you know, I wouldn't suggest anybody try anything without investigation for, you know, their own heart to start with and for the efficacy of whatever it is that they're looking into ingesting inside their body. So definitely.
Yeah, we'll give the link at the end of the first hour and again at the end of the second hour.
Okay, that's fine. Did you want me to do that now?
No, I said at the end of the first hour and the end of the second hour, we'll give the link. And we'll give Terry's link.
Go ahead.
So Terry will do it.
Okay.
Well, I'm not sure that I've got one working yet because I went into the site that you told me, Doug, but just go ahead and give yours. I know it's a tinyurl.com/GodCreatesHealthyHemp,
okay.
Right?
Give me Terry. you got an ID when you signed in, and without the tiny URL is just a shortened web, web URL address that you can make up. We can do that later for you, but everyone's URL is exactly the same except for the fact of the ID number at the end. So that is what distinguishes you, Terry, as being the person who's sponsoring whomever signs up.
Well, I just put Doug's tiny URL site in our chat, so I'd like to kind of come back to some basics here, because I suspect that many of our listeners, none of them are, some of them are probably novices, much like me, and don't know the difference, much difference between TCH or THC and CBD. And I'm hearing that there's a difference between the male and female plants and all of this kind of stuff. Could we kind of back up a little here and just talk about some of those basics a little bit?
Sure.
Sure, I'll be happy to. Obviously, you need the male and female to propagate the plant. But when you're growing, let's be clear first off what we're talking about. Cannabis is the name of the two categories known as marijuana and hemp. They are not the same plant. They are not the same in their content. Marijuana is typically grown for its high THC content, which is psychoactive. It creates the high. Hemp is typically grown for its high CBD content, which stands for cannabinoid. And just so everybody knows, the human body comes equipped, and our Creator made it so that we actually have receptor sites in our body that are hungry for cannabinoids. So much so that we actually create our own cannabinoids called endo, E-N-D-O, cannabinoids. And what's happened over a period of time is our toxic environment has overwhelmed the endocannabinoid system, and now our bodies, since it was taken away back in the 30s, are starving for cannabinoids. And with CBD, rich hemp oil, we can then get the cannabinoids back into our body. We can also do it with food. So that's kind of the distinction between marijuana and hemp. The both of them come under the category of cannabis plants. And there are many different strains of various marijuanas and hemp plants. So what this company is interested in is creating the most potent and the highest CBD content so that they can help the most amount of people. And with that, I want to say it's not how high the CBD content is, it's whether or not it works and whether or not it works for you. Some people will want more. Some people will maybe need less. But what I like about this product, having used it, having tried it, my professional opinion is that this is indeed a product that will help and benefit most people. I think there was a second part of the question that got sidetracked, so
Help me out here.
Well, is there a difference between the male and female plant?
Well,
there is
a difference between the two. You obviously need both to, you know, create the seed. But the seeds, typically the female seeds are used to grow the marijuana. And if you have the male plant nearby, the female plant is going to go to seed, and you will lose the bloom or the blossom, which has the THC in marijuana. I don't know if that's exactly the same for the hemp plant, having never grown hemp myself.
Okay.
I do know that the marijuana plant is specifically grown in more, it's grown to cultivate the THC in it so that it has a higher THC component in it, which is, like Doctor said, the psychoactive part that
right.
makes you hot.
Right, and so these growers, ones here in Colorado, for example, they're not really growing hemp. They're growing primarily female marijuana plants. And
yes,
that's
true for the most part. They are getting wise now because of the programs that, like you said, Weed 1 and Weed 2, where through research they're recognizing the value of the CBD. Now, as I understand it, they're doing most of the testing on the marijuana, and I think that research is going to be increased on the hemp plant itself, because it's a hemp plant that contains the CBD, which is the healing properties, and the THC is primarily used for the altered state or high, if you will, for the person. And yet it does also have beneficial effects because it also contains CBD, but in much smaller proportions. That's
well, for example, that GW, which they did not reveal where they were, but I had the sense that it was outside of this country, or outside of this federation, I should say.
I think it's in England.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But they were growing hemp, correct?
Yes, I think they were.
I don't remember. I have to watch it again.
They were probably growing.
To be this.
They may have been growing both.
Well, Doug, where would you like to take this conversation tonight?
Okay, for example, would you please tell both of you how you ended up deciding to change your lifestyle and get involved in helping people with CBD?
Sharon, you want to go first?
Well, this company is the first hemp lifestyle company that has created a product in such a way to be disseminated to the public that it can actually benefit not only health-wise but also economically because of they have put into place a network marketing system that allows people to purchase product, utilize product, and share that with other people who will use it also. And as a consequence of elevating themselves on a health level, and they'll be able to elevate themselves economically too because they will actually be, and everybody is not going to be interested in actually telling other people about this, but I'm interested in telling other people about it, not necessarily for the money. Yes, I'm interested in making money too, but I'm more interested in you being able to become more healthy too. So that's pretty much where I'll start with it.
Well,
yes. Like most people, I found out about it through the internet and email, and it looked interesting. A good friend of mine told me about it, who I deeply respect and know, and it piqued my interest because I was aware of the hemp plant, and through my own research, I've been learning about how powerful CBD is and can be and how it can affect so many different conditions. And that, of course, got my attention because I'm in the health field, natural health field, and I've always seen the hemp plant or the marijuana plant, as far as that goes, as a God-given herb to be utilized to the benefit of humankind. And when this crossed my desk, it warranted my taking the time to investigate. And I went to the pre-launch, and I met the CEO, the president, the founders of this company, the formulator, and the quality of human being that was behind this company was so impressive that I was extremely glad that I investigated and jumped on board, because the potential here is to get the word out in a very safe way, in a legal way, to help literally thousands and potentially millions of people that don't know that CBD exists or that it has hundreds of benefits when it comes to our health. And when I learned that our Creator saw fit to put into our bodies cannabinoid receptors, that was the thing that sealed it for me. And I knew I had to be involved, and I knew that I wanted to let as many people, not only my clients, but everybody else on the planet, know that there may be help for their condition and their situation, and that it was possible for them to feel better than they ever thought possible, and certainly better than they are on medications. Because the side effects of medications, of Western medicine, is compounding the problem for people, in many cases, worse than the actual condition that they're taking the medication for. So when this came along, and I learned more about it, and I learned more about it every day, I realized that this is a natural remedy provided to us by God, by our Creator, by Source Energy, to be available to us. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any need for receptor sites in our own bodies. And the most of the receptor sites are in the brain. And the rest of them are in our major organs. So once again, I said, oh, okay. So that means that these conditions affecting these different organs and systems will actually benefit through the use of CBD, and yet very few people know the advantages and benefits of it.
Like I
well,
said,
these receptors, can we talk about those receptors a little bit?
The receptor sites?
Yeah, what in your opinion are those receptors for? What purpose are those receptors in our bodies doing?
They are primarily for creating homeostasis, which translates to balance and harmony, naturally. And just like we create endorphins that give us the natural high when we laugh and we're having fun and we're enjoying our life, the cannabinoids, when they're available to our bodies, do what they're naturally designed to do, which is to calm the system down, to harmonize it, to energize it, to allow it to create that perfect balance, which is the way we were designed to live and be. Want more?
Well, I was wondering if it had anything to do with like our glutathione production. If it, you know, our on a nano scale and a molecular scale, our bodies tend to build up toxins, and it shuts down the productive ability of our molecules because the proteins that wrap the molecules send a negative signal, if you will, for lack of a better way of putting it, an adverse signal that says go into protection mode and stop producing because we're in the presence of a toxin. And, you know, I'm thinking about that sort of thing. And if we've got these receptors that have the ability to give positive or productive signals to our molecular structure, I'm just wondering if that is particularly how these receptors might function.
I honestly can't answer that because I don't know the answer. So,
because for example, our bodies age quicker once our glutathione production is reduced. And that's reduced because of so much toxin buildup. The glutathione is designed to detox our body. It is one of the natural elements in our body that detoxifies. And when our molecular structure stops reproducing as it does when we're younger, that accelerates the aging process. And, of course, that affects a lot of things. Causes us to our defense mechanisms to not function as well. Our metabolism slows. Our antibodies are reduced. Our whole defense system of our body shuts down. And I'd like to know whether or not the cannabinoid absence is adversely affecting our bodies in that way as well.
I can safely say yes, because it hasn't been available unless you're eating hemp seeds and other ways to get the CBD-rich oil in your body. So unquestionably, the lack of and the restriction of being able to grow hemp in this country and the propaganda that was put upon us when they took the hemp plant away. Hello? Are we there?
That was coming from Jim Cook, so I shut that down. We've got a caller that's got a hand up, and would you like to take a question?
Certainly. Did I answer the other question?
I thought you did. Did I cut you off, or did the music cut you off?
The music cut me off a little bit.
Go right ahead and finish
anyway,
your statement.
The fact that we were duped into believing that the hemp plant was really marijuana, and then it was called Reefer Madness. It was a whole propaganda scheme to scare people away from the very thing
that could help them or make them healthy, and also would have changed our economy by taking away the hemp, the ability to grow hemp in this country, changed the economy to petrochemical, which made a lot of people happy that were in that field at the sacrifice of a lot of people that needed and could benefit from a natural herb being available to us. So, yes, I think we are CBD deficient in this country without question, or we wouldn't be seeing the kinds of diseases and serious illnesses and medical conditions that we are now seeing, which increases almost daily. New things popping up.
Well, I believe that there's more than one reason why they made it so that it would be illegal, not just because of that it would cut into their big pharma revenues, but also by making it illegal, it made the drug running that more productive. And it's my personal opinion that the war on drugs is a front for the real drug runners. So, just my
humble opinion.
Everything's
kind of upside down right now.
Yes. Area code 770, I believe that's somebody from Georgia. You have a live mic. Did you have a question?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
We hear you.
Hi, Vinayak. It's Dr. Xenia. I think I can answer the receptor site question because I think people need to understand it, if you don't mind.
Please, go ahead.
So basically a receptor site in our bodies, the easiest way I explain it to my patients is it's like a key in a keyhole. So when you have certain nutrients your body needs and you have receptor sites for it, the key fits in the keyhole and turns on what needs to happen for the healing process. And what you were talking about as far as toxins is that when we get toxic, it blocks those receptor sites and sometimes clogs those receptor sites so that you can't get what you need put into those receptor sites. Does that make sense?
Makes every bit of sense to me, but I've done a little bit of studying on the nanotechnology side of your molecular structure, so I've done some pretty extensive reading on that, so it makes sense to me. But putting it at a level where the average person that hasn't done that research, I think that's clear enough. Though I mean, we kind of have to approach people on a fourth to sixth grade level kind of thing sometimes in order for them to understand concepts that they're not familiar with. So.
Well,
the
thing
the
is that they don't study the things we do, and it needs to just be plain put in plain English, because a lot of things we study are put into jargon that fits that field. And the idea that we have receptor sites for cannabinoids and haven't gotten it to put them in is absolutely amazing, because to be able to put the key in the hole and turn that system on is something we haven't had in a really long time, which has to make a huge difference in our health. It's one of the reasons you get side effects from prescription drugs, because they're synthetic copies of the original herbs that were good for us, and they don't fit the receptor sites right. That was all.
Clear.
I just thought I could maybe make it simple. So, because being as you're talking about a lot, I thought maybe it might be good if people could understand what you were referring to.
Dr. Xenia,
that
thank you very much. That made a lot of sense. It made me think about a car and putting in your key into the ignition, turning it on, and it works.
Yep.
And, you know, yeah, thank you very much. That was a very clear picture.
And if you try to put a different key in, it doesn't work. And that's
exactly
what she was talking about with the synthetic part.
Right.
Our bodies are designed to use natural substances, like herbs.
Well, which one of you would like to address the frequency side of that? Because it's my belief that the teeth of the key, if you will, are a function of frequency. Am I wrong?
Well, everything has a frequency to it, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know specifically if you would call it the keys, the teeth of the key. But if you don't have the right frequency, you're not going to get the right response. And what's interesting about hemp plants and CBD, rich oil, is that it tends to carry a universal frequency that the body recognizes, primarily because that key is the right key, and it's designed within our body to accept it, to receive it.
You could refer to the key as the frequency match for the keyhole. I mean, you could refer to it any way. Everything is frequency.
Yes.
So you agree. That being the case, why could we not use muscle response testing to identify which of these substances or what mixture of substances would be best for a person who needs it?
There's no reason why you can't, as long as the practitioner remains in a neutral state and allows that information to come through, not only from the person's body, but through them. And most practitioners have a vested interest in many times what they're testing. So the results are colored, and it takes somebody that is sensitive enough, number one, conscious enough, and sensitive enough to do accurate testing.
Their intent has to be clear. The intent is for the highest good of the person you're working with, not for your agenda, which is what Vinayak's saying.
I understand that, and I probably just went over some people's heads when I started talking about, not your heads, but listeners' heads, when I talked about muscle response testing. So let me just try to put it at a level like you did with the keyhole, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong. If you come in contact with or close proximity to a frequency that's good for you, you will be strong. Your muscles will be strong. You will have strength in your body. But if you come in contact with a frequency that is not good for you, you will tend to get weak. And by doing a muscle response testing, you can identify whether something by its frequency is making you weak or strong. Is that a good way to put it?
Correct.
I think it's great. Yeah, you're looking at resonance. When you resonate with something, you test positive for it, strong. And when you don't resonate with it, your body will go weak.
I'm blessed to have been working. I do construction management, among other things, in my real estate business. And I built a house for one of the better alternative medicine docs in the country who has clinics all over the place. And he uses the muscle response testing on everything to identify which nutrients, for example, are best for a person. And of course, looks at the blood test too. But then after reviewing the analysis of the blood, he uses the muscle response testing. So I've had a good teacher, let's say. So I've had a little experience with that, and it's been fascinating to me. And if somebody wants to do a great test with cell phones and find out why the frequency of the cell phone is making everybody weak, doing a muscle response test with that is always a shocking test for them, because when they realize how weak they have gotten from it, being close to their heart, for example, it alarms them. So I have fun with that from time to time. Back
that
on topic,
smart meters.
Doug, you do have a live mic. I wanted to let you know. I muted Jim's line earlier because of the loud music that blared on us. But Jim, you also have a live mic. So just to let you guys know, you have live mics. And Red Beckman is in our background. He's got a lot of people at his house tonight. But, Red, you do have a live mic. If you'd like to interject, just to unmute yourself and jump in here. Doug, did you have something else you wanted to ask?
Well, yes, but first I want to kind of explain what's going on here with CrusadeRadio.com. we are being sabotaged. Somebody is playing music when we have very important messages, not every night, but when our most important messages are, and guests are on the program now, we're being sabotaged, and that's what happened tonight. So I'm glad that everybody could listen and hear what's going on, because they don't want our message to get out there. So Lieutenant Colonel Bo Greitz stated, due to his 30 years with working in the Green Berets and the Special Forces of the Army, he said, I love to quote him because he's one of my national primary references, when you're on a bombing mission at night and you're flying and you're not sure where your target is, you always know where you're getting very close when you start getting so much attacks by what they call flak, shooting into the plane. He said, so that's the best time to drop your bombs on the enemy because you know you're being effective. And that's what we're doing. So,
I'd like to dovetail on what Doug is talking about. Right now, this company is in the spotlight because it is a movement. We're over 30,000 strong. And that's in a couple of weeks' time, folks. This is a groundswell movement that is literally sweeping the country because of the power of the message and, more importantly, the effectiveness of the product. Now is the time. This is the perfect timing for this to happen. And that being said, if there's any veterans out there who happen to be listening to this show, I encourage you to do your own due diligence on CBD and the effectiveness that it can have on post-traumatic stress disorder. I know a lot of you out there are suffering, and my heart goes out to you because you've seen the battlefield. You know what Doug is just talking about. And if there's any way that we can help you, please investigate. This may be a product and a substance that helps helps you to let go of the PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder.
Also, I'm glad you mentioned that, Dr. Viniak, and I want to also mention, folks, that my son is a retired chiropractor devoting full time to helping veterans, and he just wrote a book, and then he's gotten 2,000 orders, and so he has a big database to help our veterans now with this new product. He and I both ordered it retail, and that's the only way you can order right now, because we're not in the marketing business right now to offer anybody wholesale products. So we urge you not to look at so much of the marketing for starts. Try the products, CBD, and see for yourself what it does for your body. You will be shocked based on what I've done for research just in the last 7 days. So 8 days, I guess, now. But anyway, thanks for making those comments, because I wanted to get into the Army National Guard of Alaska when I was 16. You're required to be 17. And so I signed up for 8 years as a volunteer. But as it turned out, I also went to Fairbanks from Anchorage. I grew up a 35-year resident of Alaska. And I went ahead and joined the Alaska Army Reserves in Fairbanks. And then I went active duty when I returned to Anchorage for 6 months at Fort Ord. I was not only there for my basic and advanced training, but I then went to Fort Lewis and also Fort Richardson in Alaska. Fort Lewis, of course, is in Washington State. So I make sure you, I'm the gung-ho to help protect all our veterans, because they have suffered so much with post-traumatic stress, and also we're losing scores and scores of veterans every
functioning problem that few people even publicize in the media. And so we are committed to our veterans, the veterans' families, because everybody's under stress when you have a member of your family who is suffering from post-traumatic stress, suicidal thoughts, depression. Many of them are living on the streets. They said before the crash here, the economy, most of the people living on the streets were veterans with post-traumatic stress, and they lost their families, they lost their jobs, and it just makes me sick what's going on.
That being said, Doug, thank you. I just want to dovetail onto that, which is you don't have to be a veteran to experience post-traumatic stress disorder. A powerful emotional shock could put you into traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
You know, there are numerous ways, and also with our veterans, as I understand it, nothing else is working for you. Nothing else is helping you. This has the potential of doing that, of helping you. So please investigate, check it out for yourself, and try it. You have nothing to lose except PTSD.
There's something I've been reading on CBD. It somehow it turns off the gene that causes cancer to metastasize. Doesn't say it cures it, but what it does is it keeps it from growing.
Well, it also, research shows that it also facilitates the death of the unhealthy cell, as well as preventing it from spreading or metastasizing.
For years, they knew that vitamin B17, actually its molecule is bound with it's either a cyanide or some sort of a poison, and when that comes into contact with cancer, it splits off, and the poison attacks the cancer only. They don't know why. But vitamin B17 actually is the only vitamin that's actually not produced in the United States and is outlawed. I don't know if it has the same type of effect against cancer, but it's just kind of funny that two ingredients like B17 and cannabinoids, CBD, are both illegal.
Yes, it's not by accident. By any means.
Is my mic still on?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Well, two of the things that I haven't heard you really talk about with CBD that I think are probably some of the most important is it's a major anti-inflammatory. And most of the disease processes in your body are caused by inflammatory conditions. And when you get rid of the inflammation in the body, you get rid of the pain. So that alone, so many people have migraine headaches. I know everybody wants to go for cancer because it's one of the biggies, but so many people are crippled down with migraine headaches, massive inflammation in their body, and a lot of pain, and this is amazing for that.
In addition to that, it's neuroprotective. It protects the nerves and potentially will repair the nerves, which supposedly can happen. In addition to that, it has antioxidant properties. With all the toxins in our bodies, we create oxidation, and so this antioxidant property is very beneficial when it's fighting degenerative diseases and also aging. And it's also been shown to stimulate bone fracture healing in laboratory animals. So we literally have the ability to heal those bones when maybe they're fractured. I mean, think of all the people with osteoporosis and osteopenia and any number of other diseases or conditions where maybe you just don't feel good and you don't even know why. You don't have to have a name for anything. And the thing about a name is if you
say it and tell people you have it, you own it. You create that condition in your body through your own declaration as an expression of your own creativity and creator abilities. So
you
that's
give the label the power. The first thing I used to do with clients was take the label of whatever they came in with away from them and put it in simple terms. The bottom line is, to me, this product gives you the availability to get back to where you were meant to be before you became toxic and ended up with GMO foods and pesticides and heavy metals and all the things that we get into our system that aren't conducive to us functioning in a homeostasis basis. This product has the availability of letting your body go back to homeostasis.
Not only the ability, it's designed to do that.
Right. So you really don't even have to get into, like, what Vinayak was saying, the labels and the names of the diseases or any of the really complicated stuff, because there's nothing complicated about this. The bottom line is it brings the body back into this beautiful harmony that it's striving for and is struggling to get there, and now it has a tool to get back there.
And up to now, it hasn't had the chemical or the substance available to do so.
Right.
That's why I got so excited about it, because I had actually wanted to take hemp oil and had investigated and read numerous studies on how it had gotten results on so many different so-called illnesses, but I was majorly reluctant to even consider trying it because I didn't want to go around high all the time. I want to have a functioning life and you know, contribute to society, humanity, et cetera. And there was no way I was going to, you know, jeopardize that and, you know, go around being high, because that was the only thing that I was seeing as far as the oils that I was investigating. And when I found out about this one, it was just amazing that now I can have something that I'm not going to, I'll be a normal person, but yet much more elevated, because my health consciousness, my health abilities, the pains in my body, once the pains are alleviated and gone in someone's body, of course you're going to have an elevated consciousness, because you don't have all these things messed up with you. So I'm like majorly excited about this.
You have a clean product that gives you a clean body and a clean mind. You're exactly right.
The one thing that's really great about CBD, it seems that the strain of plant that has a higher content of THC and more potency actually has less CBDs in it, and vice versa. The plants that are produced that have less THC have more cannabinoids in them, which is the exact opposite. So it seems like a great product.
The other way to look at this, folks, is anything that's taking away from your happiness, your joy, your bliss, is an energy vampire. It's stealing your energy. And what homeostasis is all about is reestablishing that energy to experience your natural God-given state, which is joyful, happy, peaceful, calm, balanced, et cetera, et cetera. All the positive things that you desire are just a step away when you can let go of the energy vampires that are stealing the energy in your body, such as pain, stress, any number of other conditions, many labels to them. It all breaks down to one thing, which is what Dr. Zinia was talking about, is the inflammation. When there's inflammation in the body, there's going to be pain. And not that the pain is bad, it's simply a messenger to let you know that something is missing. Your body is craving something, and it's not getting it. And CBD for me is a nutrient. It nurtures our bodies back to a healthy state. And that's exciting because I don't know of another product outside of vitamins and minerals that have that capability.
And when you talk about those receptors and the keys that go in the receptors, that's what you're talking about here. And I'm just going to quickly apologize. I have another meeting that I have to go to, but I just want to encourage everyone who's listening to this to do your due diligence. Look at the research that's out there. There was an amazing program that Dr. Gupta did, who is the chief medical correspondent for CNN. He's a neurosurgeon. He's been studying this for a while. He recently, on Tuesday, had a broadcast. We can get you the link. And it was amazing what was portrayed. He had a number of patients on there who had seizures. There was a little girl that was having over 300 seizures a week, and her parents had tried everything. They had done all the modalities. They had done all of the prescription drugs. They had done everything. They could find nothing, and they found out about CBD, and they started giving it to her, and now it reduced the seizures to one in every 7 days, and that's just one testimony, so a considerable one. So, Dr. Gupta from CNN, just Google him, and you'll find his testimonies on marijuana and his investigation.
You can actually go to YouTube. Go to YouTube.com and put in weed too, and it'll come up.
So, anyways, everybody, thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure and an honor to be with you all, and I will look forward to hearing the balance of this call when I can get back on. You have a great night, and I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon.
Okay.
So how about this, Terry? We're past the hour here. Would you please give your website, or if you prefer that I do it, I will give you credit for the orders I receive and make sure you get total credit for it, okay?
It won't work that way. You might want to give his phone number out until he understands what his site connection is.
Good idea. All right. Terry, you want to do that?
Yes, if someone would like to contact me directly, my number is 303-909-1166. You can also send me an email at Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, at ASOI.us. Red, do you have a specific question to these folks, or does one of your family folks have a question that they would like for these folks to respond to?
Well, I find this very interesting, but my hearing isn't the best, and all of that, and so I'm going to be depending on you, Terry, to send me some emails or something because I have a granddaughter that really needs some help. She's been medicated and top of medication, and we're very, very concerned. And of course, I haven't heard anybody talking about rheumatoid arthritis or osteoarthritis and what this will do. And of course, that, you know, I've been a sucker for everything that has come along. I've bought everything that anybody has proposed. And of course, I found it interesting talking about everything having a frequency. I have a Rife machine, Dr. Royal Rife. I remember when I was a kid, how he was successful treating cancer, and the powers that be shut him down, and he was the big name in cancer treatment in 1939-40 along in there, and the establishment couldn't tolerate that, and so I'm familiar with that, but I just give a clue there, you know, that I've been around quite a while, and I find this very fascinating. And my daughter, I don't think she was able to get on, but I need more information, and I'll be relaying it to others. I'm just so pleased that we can have programs such as this. We're living in a different world right today than what we had just 2 years ago, because the American people are becoming so frustrated, so angry at so many different things that we have been manipulated, we have been deceived, and so things are changing, and the changes I see, most of them are good, and this sounds like a change that we really need. So I want to thank them all, for everybody, for making themselves available and answering questions and all. It's really appreciated here on my end. So with that, I'll go back to mute.
Red, I just want to tell you that the research has shown that CBD is very effective for rheumatoid arthritis.
How's that again?
CBD research shows has been very effective with rheumatoid arthritis.
It's an anti-inflammatory, and that's what that disease is. Both the diseases you mentioned are inflammatory diseases, and CBD is an anti-inflammatory. But
yeah,
it's very
different
than all the other anti-inflammatories that we've had over all these years, chondroitin and glucosamine, and a lot of times those don't work for a lot of people. And rheumatoid arthritis actually comes from old strep being in the system that went from the throat to the kidneys. Now it's in the joints. So they're all inflammatory processes, and that's what CBD does. It works with bringing the inflammation down in the body. So I would certainly think, even if you only tried it once, it's not expensive like a lot of products are, and do some, like, your due diligence on it. And try it once, because this is the good thing with this. You don't have to take this 6 months and have saturated your system to get results. You're going to know the first, second, or third time you use it if it's going to make a difference for you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to depend on Terry. I'm kind of dependent on Terry if you got a war going with the IRS. I'm right in the middle of it. I have been for over 40 years. So, and government, I've written some books and bestsellers and all of that. But this health thing has been a real, it's stymied everything for us. And so the Rife machine I have hasn't done anything at all. And that was $7,000. And we didn't hesitate. We haven't hesitated to spend whatever we need. But of course, at 85, I tell people I'm old enough to die. So, but I still got some. I'm working on another book, and tentative title is Still Kicking Butt at 85. So, I've been there, done that, and it sounds like I've got one more thing to do, and so I will do it, and I will be depending on Terry to send me what he can on the email, and I'll get that. And I just thank you all, and I'll go back to mute.
Thank you, Red.
Your wisdom is much appreciated.
Well, we've got about 39 minutes left here, gentlemen and ladies. Where would you like to take this conversation? You know what you can and can't say here, and I'd like to educate our listeners as much as possible.
Well, Terry, since you and I sent out emails encouraging people to listen and also call in, I should say, ask questions this time of the night, how about opening the lines and ask for questions from our listeners?
Great idea.
Well, if anyone has a question, if you're already on our phone line, you have to hit a 1 to raise your hand so that we'll know that you want to ask a question. If you need to call in, if you're listening on the stream or if you're on Crusade Radio, our number, our call-in number is 347-838-9176, and just hit a 1 to raise a hand. So right now we don't have any hands up. We've got a lot of people listening. I can tell you that there's a lot of folks on the line, and nobody's raising their hand, so we must be answering their questions already.
Great. Well, I'm sure they'll come up with some questions here. Now they know they can ask them. So
one question in our chat room is regarding do you need a subscription?
No, the beauty of this is it's 100% legal for anyone to use and benefit from these products.
This is legal in all 50 states because it's made from industrial hemp. It is not made from marijuana.
And it's not psychoactive, so you're not going to get high from it.
Because what a lot of people hear about is the medicinal marijuana that the kids are taking to stop the seizures, and there's only certain states it's legal in. This is not the same thing. It has some of the same constituents, the CBDs in it, because the marijuana has both in it. This doesn't have the THC in it, and it just has the beneficial benefits of the CBD.
Now, there's a part of the process of making the oil that defeats what little bit of THC is in it. Is that correct?
I personally can't speak to that. But I do know that this particular company uses the most effective, least toxic processing of anybody out there. And I think it's freeze-dried, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's what they said. But don't quote me on that. Anyway, it's a process that doesn't, you know, it's not like creating a tincture with alcohol or something. If you look online and look for, you know, doing the CBD oil, the way they process it is definitely not necessarily safe, although it may work.
Well, for example, I noticed that when the parents of that little girl with the patch that was suffering from the seizures in New Jersey went back there and tried to find the hemp material and make their own oil, it did not work for them, and that's what ended up prompting them to literally move to Colorado, where they had a source of the hemp oil.
I don't think it's that easy to do, and I think you have to have the right species of plant that's been cultivated to do certain things. This particular company has won international awards in the Netherlands because of the quality of their CBD and their plants. They won the LA Cup, and they expect to win the Colorado Cup. So there's a lot of competition out there where companies are competing with each other to show how good quality of what they have is, and they're winning almost all the top awards with this company.
Good point.
Well, we need to get this word out.
What about, you haven't talked about, and I don't know if you want to, I wasn't there, you were. There was a woman there, was it from Korea or someplace that works with the salve that...
Yes.
You want to talk about her a little bit?
Certainly. She is a She's the formulator, the top formulator for the products for this company. She comes from the Korean dynasty. Hundreds of years old, passed down information and knowledge, only done verbally, because they don't believe in writing things down, because they want the person to not only know how to make it, but actually make it and prove it effectiveness. And they have what's called a B as in boy, bong, product. And our products are B-bong, particularly the salve. And the salve is called Defined. D as in dog, E-F-I-N-E-D. And it is extremely effective. It's external use only. Apply it anywhere on your skin where you have any discomfort, any pain, anything going on at all. I've applied it to my kidneys. I've applied it to my the colon area. I've applied it to my liver.
Your
I've
feet.
Applied it to my back. And
your feet?
Extreme, pardon?
Your feet? Your feet?
Yes, and as well as my feet. So
because you have some neuropathy going on.
Correct. So what I want you to know about B-Bong is there's three qualities that a B-Bong product has to have. And one of the most powerful aspects of it is a B-Bong product must, one of the qualities has to be that it works for everybody. Now that is a huge, huge statement, but that's what it takes to be called a B-Bong. And there are several, there are two other ones that I didn't write them down when I was at the conference when I met her. But I do have a document.
So for example,
I can send it to Doug.
So for example, if you've got this salve and you've got arthritis in your hands and the inflammation is causing you, severe disability, for example, you could rub this salve on there and presumably get relief.
Yes.
That potential is very strong based on the fact that it is a B-Bong product. We
and
have more
B-Bong products out of the body.
Coming out. What was that?
I said in the fact it takes the inflammation out of the body, it's going to help take the pain out.
Correct. It's one of the fastest acting, most effective products that I have seen in my years of marketing and recommending various products to people. This is by far number one in my book at this point.
Dr. Vinayak,
yes.
Did you, since I was blocked on my Crusade Radio, we finally shut it down and came online here. Did you mention what your specialty is in your medical practice?
Did I mention what?
What your specialty is.
I specialize in Lyme disease, which is a epidemic worldwide, unrecognized, and many times mislabeled, because they don't want to use that word, Lyme disease, which is a man-made disease that was started in Connecticut, I believe it was.
Plum Island.
What is it?
Plum Island.
Yeah. So, like any man-made disease or condition that's put upon us, like chemical warfares, they're not going to talk about it, and the medical world in general is not going to recognize it. So they give it all kinds of different labels. They call it fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, what else, Xenia?
Well, Well, there's so many things that they label. They don't even have accurate tests to be able to diagnose it accurately and say you have Lyme disease. They tell most people it's all in their head.
Yeah, that's the number one thing.
And it's incredibly debilitating.
A psychiatric drug. In most
yeah,
cases,
they want to put them on psychiatric drugs.
Or they'll put you on a
They sometimes will put people on antibiotics for 1 to 3 months if you can find a doctor to do that, and sometimes that's not enough either. Now, you met somebody in San Diego, correct, that had results with this, with that?
Yes, I did.
Dr. Zinia and Viniak, don't they also label Lyme disease and fibromyalgia and all these other diseases you're talking about as incurable?
Well, they just say it's a condition you're going to have to live with. We'll give you drugs for it.
Right.
But, you know, it's not going to go away.
Right.
They treat symptoms and not causes.
And so what's
exactly. It's all about symptomology. And they don't call it practicing medicine by chance. That's exactly what they're doing. They're practicing because they don't understand the fundamental idea behind anything going on in the body. You have to find the source. Once you find the source, then the condition clears up on its own, all of which is frequency-based.
And not to say that all medicine is bad or that all doctors are, because most doctors go in to do medicine because they want to do good. They get brainwashed by the pharmaceutical companies and the AMA, but they didn't go in that way. And and there are doctors that know there's other things that work for other diseases, particularly cancer. But if they use anything other than chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery, they can lose their license and no longer practice. So it makes it really difficult for them to exist the way they would really want to in the environment we have in the United States right now.
Also, I just want to mention that since my son went to chiropractic college, I read a publication that stated, I'm sure that you two can validate this, that 80% of the students who go into med school become a medical doctor, MD, or any profession, any division of that. 80% of them believe that nutrition is important. When they come out of school, only 20% believe nutrition is important because, like you said, the pharmaceutical industry funds the textbooks and also gives a lot of the professors vacations, paid and all kinds of things, and it's tragic what they're doing to these young people's minds and to our health so they can use pharmaceutical drugs on us.
The almighty buck and power.
Exactly. Now, Dr. Zinia, what is your profession?
Bioenergetic medicine. I do the same thing Viniak does. Viniak went to my school.
Oh, fantastic. I met you last Saturday when Dr. Viniak introduced us, but I had no idea what you prefer. I didn't even know you were a doctor. Thanks for coming on tonight.
I love to listen to people talk about things that matter, and there aren't many places you listen to people talking about things that are important. So, and I think this is probably one of the most important things we've seen in a long time. If we can make a change on a global basis, on people's health, the thinking process, and bring back industrial hemp as one of our main agricultures, we could change so many things on so many levels. Industrial hemp is amazing. It's what used to make our rope. It makes better paper. It makes better fabric.
Close.
Uses less chemicals. We wouldn't have to cut down any more trees. I mean, it's just when you go and study the history of hemp, and so anybody on here that doesn't really understand it, go out there and start looking at documentaries on hemp and what it did before it was stopped being able to use and it was outlawed. And right now, I believe it's legal again in 10 states to grow industrial hemp. So So that's when Vinayak talked about this is a movement. It's not even just about the CBD. The CBD is about getting everybody healthy so they can think straight again, and they can alleviate some of the stress in their body so they can start making better decisions, and we can start changing the way we're living in the United States, and we can change the agricultural base, and farmers can make a living again. So it is a movement, and it's on so many levels. And the healthier people are, the more they connect back to their spiritual roots. When they're sick, when they're in pain, they disconnect a lot of times from those things. And I found a long, long time ago that as clients started getting healthy emotionally and physically, spiritually, they reconnected to things they had forgotten about in a long time. And we've got to get back to our spiritual roots that this country is based on also.
Good for you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This show is archived, and we've been getting, well, we've had as many as 27 hits on one of our archives. So we've been getting regularly around 2,000. So this show will be heard by quite a few people. I mean, this is a pretty good congregation we got here. So.
That's great. I really want to commend both of you on having these radio shows and getting this information out there and educating people and answering questions and not being afraid to walk outside of what's considered the norm.
Well,
that.
what we've learned is norm is for people to be dumbed down and scared.
I don't know if you've done any programs on GMO and what's happening to babies' formulas, but if you ever want to, I would love to talk because we've got to save our babies.
We'll both have you on. I'm sure that I speak for Terry as well as myself, Dr. Xenia.
Well, Vinayak and I do really well together.
Fantastic. I can tell
it. We've known each other for a long time, and we have a lot of trust in each other. When I've been sick, he's worked on me. When he's been sick, I work on him.
Great.
We've got a long history and a lot of faith and trust in each other.
Well, because the two of you deal with people's body energy, which is obviously very negative, they wouldn't be in talking to you and being treated. I'm sure that you pick up some of their negative body energy and it causes you a lot of pain and suffering, and maybe even subconsciously, right?
Well, most healers are empaths, and empaths pick up stuff from people when they work with them. So I can't speak for Vinayak, but I know I have in the past. I had to learn how to clear it.
Good.
Well, the more conscious you are, the more you're going to sense what's really going on. There's a lot of stress on the whole planet right now.
Massive.
The world.
Yep.
And you're going to pick that up. And with the beauty of your programs, both of you, is that you are helping to wake people up, because it's not by accident that we're being dumbed down. It's not by accident they took many nutrients out of, for example, bread, which made us all gluten intolerant, or most of us. It's not by accident that things are being processed. It's not by accident that you have food in a box versus grown on the land. These are not accidental things. This is all by design.
Exactly.
And the biggest design is, how can I create the most fear in people? Because if I can have a fearful people, I can control them. Fear, do not sell out to fear, folks. Wake up, take back your power, make choices that are in your best interest, and know that fear is what controls you, and it's what in the past has been making your decisions.
That's
fear literally mobilizes you.
That's absolutely
totally
right. There's one thing about, I did some research previously on the condition of multiple sclerosis. What they found out is at the end of Well, during the Korean War, our soldiers became afflicted with multiple sclerosis. They found that there was a, in the pneumonia virus, there was a bacteria, and they took this bacteria and they weaponized it and crystallized it, and they were using it against the North Koreans. At the end of the war, what happened was they recognized the symptoms of multiple sclerosis, and they had to pay benefits to the veterans from the Korean War. Now, in my reading of the cannabinoid, it looks like it has a great healing effect on that. So I would have to say that maybe it's detoxifying that bacteria, that crystallized bacteria from the weaponized protozoid, I think it was called, in that disease. So it looks like the cannabis has, or not the cannabis, but the cannabinoid has a great detoxification effect, especially against man-made occurrences.
Well, when Vinayak called me and told me about what happened in San Diego, and he talked about the person that said his line was gone, I'm thinking that's not possible. It must have just got rid of his symptoms. Then I talked to a student in Canada, and she had heard about cannabinoids, and she knew people that were in detox reactions with it with Lyme. So somehow it must be able to do that, which is beyond my comprehension, to tell you the truth. So I don't even think we understand the ramifications of CBD at this point and all the things it can do. All I know is it seems to be making everybody better.
That's exciting to hear.
To me, it's a gift from God.
I agree.
And we're just reclaiming it.
Exactly.
We're finally waking up to the fact that we can have it.
Well, I agree with that statement because in my youth, I used to smoke it, and I thought it was a gift from God back then.
There you go. Well, you know what's interesting, folks? There is no known side effects, and there is no known deaths from overdosing on marijuana or overdosing on CBD. It's virtually an impossibility. But how many people do you know die from medications either being prescribed
or
the side effects?
The day that they made it available or legal for everyone, not just medicine, medical patients here in Colorado, they claimed that 23 people died from smoking it on that day. And I'm what's wrong with this number?
Well, there is one other thing you need to know about with what they're doing with medical marijuana. Some of it is genetically modified, and most people don't know that. So if something goes in that direction, it's because they're messing with it.
And it's also, I think, an impossibility. It's probably propaganda to stir up the reefer madness stuff again, to create fear so people don't use it, don't smoke it.
Yeah.
But something like 20, you have to do 20,000 reefers in an hour to die from it. The research on it was incredible amount. Like the guy said, I think it was on Weed One that they talked about it. It's a virtual impossibility. I don't know anybody who could smoke that much that quickly.
Well,
impossible.
The other question is what else was in what they were smoking?
Well, that's
a big thing. When I used to treat people that came in, they'd be full of pesticides, and I'd ask a lot of questions, and finally I'd get around, by any chance are you smoking marijuana? Well, yeah, but not that much, not that often. I said, well, it's probably sprayed with something because you're full of pesticides. Because if you find something in somebody, you have to figure out where it came from, or they're just going to go out and expose themselves again. So you have to ask enough questions until you get the right answer. So a lot of times the stuff that's damaging in things are not what naturally grows in it. It's what's been sprayed to keep them from smoking it, or it's been genetically modified to give a bigger bang for the buck, again, the mighty power and the money, and it's been messed with on some level or another, like you said.
Good point. I'd like to ask both of you a very important question. Naturally, everybody, especially with the economy, is very cost conscious, and there's different prices on CBD products out there. I look at it this way. You get what you pay for, and you can either buy a Pinto or you can buy a Mercedes. And so will you please address the price of the product?
Do you want to handle that, Vinayak, or you want me to answer?
You can go ahead and answer.
You know, I kind of have the attitude you get what you pay for. When you're working with something like this, you want quality. To get quality, you have to have good manufacturing, and you have to have good standards, and you have to be working with high-quality plants. So if somebody goes out and gets some cheap knockoff of something that hasn't gone through all the same standards and then say they don't get benefits from it, I prefer to use the best quality of whatever I can find to be able to test something to see if it's going to work for me. What would you say, Vinayak?
I would agree with what you just said. One of the things that I met the people that are involved with this company, I felt their consciousness. I looked into their eyes. I experienced their heartfelt words. This is a company that wants the best for all possible, in all possible directions. They know that things in this country have got to change. And they spearheaded this movement with the idea of bringing hemp back to its natural state of being our natural economy and to change the economy from being herbal-based, agricultural-based, I mean, change it to that from petrochemical. And so many things are made from chemicals, petroleum products in general, which are ultimately toxic to us, where many of those things can be made from hemp. This is not a company that's, you know, a fly-by-night company. It's well-funded. It has the right heart behind it. It has a desire to do good for everyone. It has a desire to change the economic conditions of people that just want to go out and share about CBD. If any of you are thinking in terms of selling this product, it doesn't work. You share it, you tell people to do their own due diligence, and when they see all the various conditions that it is potentially able to alleviate and help, it sells itself.
This
and
is
so,
why it's being called a movement, not just a company, because it's a whole psychological way of thinking to better the world instead of just pushing something to make money.
Right.
Exactly.
Is there any chance of Marcus out there regarding Henry Ford? Please punch 1 on your phone, and we'd like to hear you talk about Henry Ford and his car. If not,
well, he created a car out of hemp, as I understand it, and of course that was squelched and not publicized well because it was a threat. It was a threat to the powers that be, petrochemical companies, that wanted to make sure this economy was based upon oil.
Exactly.
And it was based upon, it was designed that way so that corporations would rule the world, which at present time they do.
Which is where we are now.
Yep. And now it's all changing.
I have a little bit of history.
I wanted to talk about price. So
I have a little bit of history on that. It'll take about 2 minutes to explain. What happened was the British went over and bought the rights to the oil from the Arabs, all the Arab countries. And America went over and bought the ports of entry because they didn't want to be left out. So they took control of that. And then America floated the American dollar as the way to buy oil. So that's how they created this whole American oil monopoly.
Well, also, our guest last Friday night, I said he would be listening tonight also. I know he has, but I'm not sure he's on right now. But my point is that he mentioned last Friday night that Henry Ford took his car to the World's Fair and demonstrated. He even took the entire car, including the upholstery. It was not metal. It was hemp fiber. He took a sledgehammer and hit the car to prove how tough it was.
Mm-hmm.
Any American car, nor any other car in the world. And so it's really tragic that our Congress and our and President Nixon made hemp grow illegal in America. And so let's take back our country, folks, one person at a time.
Are you talking about Mark?
Yes.
He's been on for about 16 minutes, but he hasn't raised his hand. So
he may be busy someplace
else. You want me to give him a live mic and embarrass him?
You probably have covered what you want to cover. I think Vinayak wants to go over the prices before we get to the end of the call.
You've got about
right.
7 minutes, so go for it.
Okay. So in terms of pricing, the company has done the research, and this is not just starting yesterday. We've been doing this for years. I trust the company. The products are not available at other places, in particular the Bebong formulas. They're only made by this one person and made available to us through this Korean dynasty. And so the salve is only $50 for a jar. It goes a long ways. It lasts a long time. And the vape pen, the vapor pen, is $90. It comes with a battery, a charger, a USB charger, and two vials of the hemp-rich hemp oil. The CBD-rich hemp oil. So you can buy them separately if you'd like for those prices, $50 and $90. Or you can purchase the two together called the Combo Pack, and that's $125. And these are retail prices, just so you know that. In April, the company will actually be offering the products retail as well as wholesale. So it'll be up to you on what level you want to participate.
Plus, once you buy the pen, the vaporizer, you only buy it once. Now you only buy the oils to work with the pen, with the vaporizer afterwards.
Correct.
And I believe I've heard something like $30 per vial. I don't know for sure.
I don't have a pricing on any of it, but that sounds about right.
Great.
And from Vinayak's sense of it, when he and I talked today, he's thinking two vials will last most people a month, right?
Yes, depending on your situation, your condition that you're working on.
Right.
You know, you might need more than that. But my experience is that it goes a long, long way. And you don't need to, you know, do it every second or every minute or every hour of the day. Two or three times a day is probably going to be ample for most people. But, you know, your body will tell you. What's interesting is your body will tell you when the pain mechanism turns off, when the anti-inflammatory properties of the CBD reach your body, you will know.
because that signal of pain will dissolve. And that underlying anxiety, if you're conscious at all, you are experiencing the stress and the unrest in the world. And I call that an underlying anxiety experience. And with the vape pen in particular, that underlying anxiety that all of us are carrying, because we are all one, just dissolves. So we're contributing to shifting and raising consciousness as well, because as Xenia talked about, we're more clear-headed and we can make clearer choices and better decisions instead of walking around like sheeple.
We're down to about 3 minutes.
Terry, would you please give your phone number and your email again?
Well, anybody that wants to contact me can reach me at Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, at ASOI.us. The ASOI is for All States Organic Initiative .us, so it's Terry at ASOI.us. You can reach me by phone at 303-909-1166. And if you'll send me an email, I'll be glad to provide you with the websites and the contact information so that you can get involved in the opportunity or be able to purchase these products as we move forward. So,
Terry,
how would you like to
close? Phone number, please.
303-909-1166.
Are you in Colorado?
I am.
Well, we're having our big convention kickoff April 19th. Come join us at the convention center.
In Denver.
Well, there's something to talk about, and we can put out. I really want to do another GMO show like was suggested a while ago. I had a fellow on here recently, about 2 months ago, who is the leader of the movement to do the GMO labeling.
You had Jeffrey Smith on?
Yes.
Yeah, Jeffrey's great. I've been connected with him since he first started this.
Oh, fantastic.
The other thing that I haven't mentioned to everybody is that our product with this company is absolutely GMO-free and pesticide herbicide-free. No chemical toxicity shows up in our product based upon their research.
Well, I just want to say thank you so much for everyone joining us tonight. It's been a really good show, and I believe we could, when we come back for the GMO part, maybe we can do a little bit more of this again to cover some of this now that I'm a little bit more enlightened on it. But we are out of time tonight, and thank you for this. We call this show Walls in Our Minds for a reason. We're trying to knock down those dumbed down walls in our minds, and that was the name of one of Red's early books, a little book that changes lives. But thank you so much for each one of you. Really appreciate you.
Thank you very much, Terry. Thank you, Doug. Thank you, Dr. Xenia, for joining us.
Yes.
And thank you, Red.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Hey, folks. Hey, Terry.
To England or France, you may like to gamble, you might like to dance, you may be the heavyweight champion of the world, you may be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or rock and roll addict, dancing on the stage. Money, drugs at your command, women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor, or they may call you chief, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
It may be a state trooper, it may be a young turk, it may be the head of some bigger TV network. You may be rich or poor, you may be blind or lame, maybe living in another country under another name, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Maybe you're a construction worker, working on a home. Might be living in a mansion, you might live in a dome. You may own guns and you may even own tanks. You may be somebody's landlord, you may even own banks, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Spiritual pride. Maybe a city councilman taking bribes on the side. Maybe working in a barber shop, you may know how to cut hair. It may be somebody's mistress, maybe somebody's heir, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Might like to wear cotton, might like to wear silk, might like to drink whiskey, might like to drink milk, might like to eat caviar, you might like to eat bread. Maybe sleeping on the floor, sleeping in a king-size bed, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, you may call me Terry, or you may call me Timmy. You may call me Bobby, or you may call me Zimmy. You may call me RJ. You may call me Ray, you may call me anything, no matter what you say, you're still gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, and it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.